WCYB Digital Radio. This is today's cybercrime news. A hacker who took control of the sanctioned crypto mixer Tornado Cash has relinquished power over the service while also using the protocol to launder the digital tokens plundered during the attack, according to Bloomberg. The exploiter stole 483,000 of the protocol's native Torn coins and swapped a large part of the stash into Ether before laundering 472 coins of the latter, worth approximately $900,000, through Tornado Cash. The attacker exploited a vulnerability to gain control of Tornado Cash's governance, which normally rests with the crypto community. From Cointelegraph, adding to the growing number of decentralized finance protocol hacks in the crypto industry, Gymboss Protocol is the latest to suffer an attack resulting in a significant loss of funds. Gymboss Protocol, the liquidity protocol of the Arbitrum system, was hacked on the morning of May 28th. The attack resulted in the loss of 4,000 Ether, worth approximately $7.5 million at the time. Specifically, the attacker took advantage of the lack of slippage control on liquidity conversions. A group of hackers called Mysterious Team made multiple Senegalese government websites go offline through denial of service attacks, according to Reuters. The group claimed responsibility for the cyber attacks in a series of Twitter posts using the hashtag #FreeSenegal, used by campaigners alleging political repression in the country. A government spokesperson said all efforts were being made to bring the sites back online. A cybersecurity firm says hackers are selling access to IT systems at hundreds of New Zealand schools and tertiary institutes, as well as stolen personal data from thousands of staff and students, according to RNZ. Evidence has also been found of hackers using a New Zealand primary school's website as a training ground to practice hacking. Information detected for sale last year included alleged vulnerabilities in the IT systems of seven of New Zealand's eight universities, access to 556 education sector web services, and to 31 institutions' email services. From E. Kathameni, the Greek Research and Technology Network is strengthening its systems to prevent new cyber attacks following an incident that disrupted school exams. Access to an exam platform was blocked due to a massive influx of around 280,000 connections per second from unrelated sources. Officials from the Ministries of Education and Digital Governance and GRNet were quick to provide assurances to a concerned public that the security of nationwide university entrance exams, which start on June 1st, will not be compromised. The Blackbyte ransomware group has claimed responsibility for an attack on the city of Augusta and has posted 10 gigabytes of sample data online, CSO Online reports. A post made on a hacker forum claims that it also has additional data for sale. Augusta, near the South Carolina border, has a population of over 200,000 residents. The city has acknowledged that it began experiencing technical difficulties on May 21st, which resulted in unauthorized access to its system. The ransom demand is $400,000, according to a Bleeping Computer report, but Augusta City's mayor has refuted the claims concerning the ransom demand. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Charlie Osborne.